And mercy, where would I be? Be, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I want to thank God for sending your son, Jesus. You're wonderful, so marvelous. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're everything. You're everything. Oh, so wonderful,
this is the 70,000 watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwave.
To be born again. And we must understand that we didn't choose God, but he chose us. James 1:18 said he chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of the first fruits of all he created. John 3:15 says that everyone who believes in him, Jesus, may have eternal life. That your being born again is based on your belief in Christ Jesus. John's gospel says that to those that believe, that receive them, those that believe, he gave them the power, he gave them the authority, he gave them the dunamis to become the children of God. He's in your believing and receiving. Now everybody that hear the word don't necessarily receive the word. You might have been hearing the word for 20, 30 years, all your life. And yet you still have not received it. You just heard it. It was like pouring water on a duck's back. It just rolled right on up. Preacher, do you have any proof? The young rich ruler that came running to Jesus, he heard the word when he asked, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Jesus began to talk about the God, the commandments. Oh, I done all that. I don't commit no dirt. I haven't done all that. He said, well, I tell you what, sell your possessions and give it to the poor. And the Bible says that he left with his head hanging down. He left sad. He received the gospel, but he did not, he heard it, but he didn't receive it. He did not do what the word of God said do. He was sad. And these Pharisees, they had heard what Jesus could do. They had seen what he could do. But yet they refused to accept him because his teaching was contrary to theirs. They couldn't keep the law, but they wanted to hold everybody else down. He says here to Nicodemus, he says, now you ought to know this. What I'm saying, you're a teacher. You ought to know all of this. He said, but now, this thing is like the wind. In other words, it's mysterious. You can't explain it. Because he says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone is born of the Spirit. It just happened. You can't explain it, but it happened. It's strange. You go outside, you can see the leaves or see the limbs swinging, but you don't see the wind. You might even, if it's strong enough, see trash being picked up off the ground, but you don't see the wind. You feel it blowing against you, but you don't see it. And so it is with the new birth being born again. You don't see it, but you feel it. It's like the old folks say, I looked at my hands. My hands look new. Looked at my feet. My feet look new. But oh, something on the inside got me like this now. I'm not the same as I used to be. You can't stay the same once you've been born again. Be born from above means you've been saved from the penalty of sin, which is death. It means you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It means you've been forgiven of your sins by God. And I come by to tell you that there's no little sin and big sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Now there are some sin that will affect you more than others, but they're all the sin is sin. If you have not obeyed God's word and done what he said do, you have sinned. But because of what happened at Calvary, we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Because he died, didn't he do it? On an old rugged cross, on a hill called Calvary. There they nailed nails in his hands and nails in his feet. There they didn't realize, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. There on Calvary Hill he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There on Calvary Hill, the thief on the right side cried out, Jesus, when you get to your kingdom, remember me. Jesus said, right now, you will be with me in paradise. He died, yeah, he died till the land become dark. He died, as the old preacher used to say, the moon dripped away in blood. He died for your sin and my sin. So glad he took my place on Calvary Hill and your place on Calvary Hill, that we may be saved, that we may have eternal life, everlasting life. He died, and like anybody to die, you gotta bury him. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. But I'm so glad that he borrowed it. Nicodemus spoke up for him at the council in the 7th chapter of John. Nicodemus in our chapter came and got his body and anointed, went off and buried him. He died. Something must have happened in that night experience, because Nicodemus was a changed man when he left Jesus. He died, laid him in Joseph's tomb, but early Sunday morning, my rock in a weary land, my bright and morning star, my Alpha and Omega, got up with all power. I come by to tell you, my darling, regardless of what people may tell you, regardless of what your friends may tell you, regardless of what the devil may tell you, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And in order to become born again, there must be a willing heart. There must be a conviction of one's sin. There must be acknowledgement of personal sin. There must be submission to God's will. There must be genuine repentance. There must be a real desire to live for God. Am I right about it? Yeah, he's all right. He walks with me. He talks to me. He tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry along. He's all right. I know he's all right. Yeah, he's all right. He's brought me from a mighty long way. So glad that I know I'm saved. So glad, yeah, he saved me. He'll save you too. All you gotta do is acknowledge him. Yeah, accept him as your Lord and Savior. Yeah, yeah. I know he's all right. You might not feel saved. That's feelings. But you're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. You may err, but it doesn't mean that you're not saved. What I'm saying is that this journey is a lifetime process. We're always becoming. Sanctification, we're always becoming better and more the next day than we was the day before. And Jesus, God, he don't put us down when we fall down. But he picks us up. He don't kick us when we're down. But he picks us up. And he's a God. I won't say second chance. He's a God of another chance. He will give you another chance if you confess your sins. He is faithful and he's just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Where's your biblical proof? Come here, David. David did some worse bad. I don't condone what David did, but David did some terrible things. But David knew how to go back to God when he had sinned. When Nathan came to David and told him, "You the man," David began to write Psalm 51. "I have sinned against thee, thee alone. Create me a clean heart and renew the right spirit." Nowhere do we see where the Spirit of God departed from David. Because David acknowledged his sins. He admitted he had done wrong. And he asked God for forgiveness. Oh, you read David's Psalms. And the one we were reading that other night, when, and his favorite statement was, "How long, Lord? How long, Lord? Will you forsake me? How long will you hide your face?" And that was some of those times that David had went through some experiences in life. He had felt like God was gone. That's how he felt. But God was always present. But he had a way of feeling sorry for himself for a little while and then shouting for joy at the end. So all I'm saying to you, my Lord, praise God in spite of. Keep trusting him. As the lesson said this morning, wait on him. Wait on him. And while you're waiting, stay focused on his word. The psalmist say, "I have hid thy word in my heart that I sin not against thee." Hide that word in your heart. Meditate on it day and night. And let the Holy Spirit have his way in your life. And when those thoughts of things that you know is wrong, grab hold of that scripture that you are familiar with and read it and meditate on it. And I guarantee you, you'll go in another direction. Because you cannot pray and meditate on the word and then sin. You cannot pray and truly meditate on God's word and then sin.
Because your focus is going to be on God. When you're praying, your focus is on God. And when you're reading that word, he's talking to you. He is speaking to you through his word. There's a cleansing in his word. Those are churches open. There might be one this morning that has realized that there's no substitute for salvation, for God's plan for man's salvation. And salvation is more than just having your ticket to go to heaven, but it's having peace and joy here and now. Those are churches open. We extend that privilege to you to become a member of the body of Christ if you be present this morning. Salvation is about wholeness. Salvation is about God binding up your brokenness. Salvation is about having somebody on your side during the dark times in your life. Those are the churches open. If there be one, won't you come this morning? Yes, to be a Christian in my heart. Stand for a minute. Agent, you want to stand? Agent has come this morning for baptism. She had accepted Jesus as her Lord and her Savior. And she says she understands what that means. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Agent right now. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this child right now. Then, Lord, as she journey in the new birth experience, Lord, let this church be a beacon of hope, a beacon of light, a beacon of enlightenment, that she will become all that you created her to be. Lord, we just thank you for what you have done this morning, this day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's baptize her. Fourth Sunday after Sunday school. Amen. Fourth Sunday after Sunday school. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bible says that his word will not come back void. That's what Isaiah said in his word. His word will not come back void. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have done this day. We thank you for your word, your Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, so wash.
Father God, we come now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, our hearts have been made glad, O Heavenly Father, through the preaching of your word, God. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the God-man, Lord God. And thank you for the message, God, that there is no substitute for you, Jesus. No substitute for salvation, God. But we must all come before you, Lord God. Jesus, you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by you. Thank you, Lord, for such a profound message, God. And we thank you, Lord, that the word did not go out void, but it accomplished the purpose wherewith you sent it, Father. We thank you for Asian, God, and we thank you, Lord, for the experience of salvation, Lord, that the Holy Spirit have touched her life, God, and she want to be baptized in you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for saving her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we've gathered together in your name, God, to partake of the body, which was the bread, which represents your body that was broken for us, oh, Lord God. We thank you right now, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that the wine represents your blood, Father, that was shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins, Father. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you died in our place, God, but you arose on the third day, Father God. The grave couldn't hold you, God. Death couldn't hold you, Lord. On that third day, Father, you got up with all power in your hands, God. We thank you, Lord, for saving us, God, and for keeping us, Lord. We ask your blessing on every home represented here today, Lord. And as we partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, you said as often as we do it, we are to do it in remembrance of what you have already done on our behalf. You've made every provision that a man might be saved. And if we're lost, it is nobody's fault but our own. Again, we want to thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dr. Jesus being portrayed, Paul says he received of the Lord that which also he delivered unto them, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And they all ate. The same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And they all drank. After singing, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drank it unworthily, eateth and drank it damnation to himself, not the Son and the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep."
Church say amen.
Amen.
We are grateful once again and thankful to God for all that has gathered here on this day of the Lord to share in this worship experience.